on the bottom of Nun Tesomid Beis. Hoya Makira. If a woman gets divorced, so she doesn't have to nurse the child, she can hire somebody else to do it. But if the child won't nurse from anybody else because he recognizes the mother, then it's a sakana for the child. We force her to nurse the child, we pay her for it. Okay, ad kama, how much is called that the child is used to the mother and won't nurse from anybody else? Rashi, ad kama, kama chadoshim islam lemeimer shiodeya lahakira milinek meisha cheres. How many months have to go by where the child gets used to the mother? Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Omar Rav, Shlosha Chadoshim, 3 months. Ushmuel Omar Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says 30 days. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Rabbi Yochanan Chamishim Yom. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Yochanan 50 days. Omar Rav Shimi Bar Abaya Halachik Rabbi Yitzchak. Shomar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. That's 50 days. Shmuel says Bishlom Rav Rabbi Yochanan Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Churfek. 50 days or 3 months, which is another 10 days. Which was 90 days. So each one holds that some children get to dependent on the mother earlier and some later. But is there a child that gets so used to the mother in 30 days that it won't nurse from anybody else? Ki also Rami Bar Yecheskel Omer lo titzaisinu lahani klali dekal Yehuda ochi mishmed Shmuel. So when Rami Bar Yecheskel came, so he said, don't listen to what my brother Yehuda Bar Yecheskel said in the name of Shmuel. Right? Shmuel never said these things. Hachyomer Shmuel. Calls man shemakira. It depends on each child. There's no set time. Not 30 days, not 50 days, not 90 days. Rashi. Kol chad lefum churfei. Yesh tinich chorif umakira bechamishin yom. Some children catch on faster, and in 50 days already she's used to the mother. The yesheinu makira at shloshi chadoshim. And some it takes 3 months. But nobody, the child doesn't get used to the mother within 30 days. Kozman shemakira ain't shir l'dover. There's no set time. Elabadika hadover told you, check the child and see whether he's dependent on the mother or not. Yiman the roim shemakira kofa manik so bishchar. If the what's it called? We see that the child's dependent, then we force her to nurse him. And if not, then we don't force him. Okay. Hahu hahida asrei lekamei de Shmuel. A divorced woman came to Shmuel, and the shaila was, is she going to have to nurse the child, or can she get somebody else to nurse him? Amrlei lavdimi bar Yosef, zil bodka. Go check and see if the child is dependent on her or not. Ozel osel bedore de nashi, put her in a line of women. The Shakli Lebron, she took the baby, become a hadr leolion. You put it by each woman. Kimota legaboa, when the baby came to her, havas called masvila apa. So she, what's it called, she put her head down so the baby shouldn't look at her. She didn't want the baby to recognize her. So the baby, what's it called, was looking up to her face. Kivashtinu le'ena mine. So she hid her eyes, she put her eyes down to hide her face from the baby. Amarla notaf einayich kum dori brich. So he saw what was going on, Shmuel, and he said, pick up your eyes and take your baby. And obviously the baby recognizes you, and therefore he won't nurse him for anybody else. Rashi. Let's see, Resuma mino yada. How about a blind baby? How does he recognize the mother? Amravashi berecho v'taima. He recognizes the taste of the milk and the aroma of the mother, the odor of the mother. Rashi ahida asai grusha v'lohesa rotzulahanik. She was a grusha and she didn't want to nurse the baby, so shaila was, are we going to force her to nurse and pay her, or could she hire somebody else, or the husband hire somebody else? Zil bodka im mekira, go see if the child is dependent on her and recognizes her. Hoshiva Bishura Shalnashim. She put the mother in a lineup of other mothers, other women. Masri Mavis, the kid was looking at the mother. Notafeinayach, Zkofeinecha, so Shmuel told her, pick up your eyes. So she tried to deflect her eyes from the baby, so the baby shouldn't look like he's recognizing her. So Shmuel said, pick up your eyes. Pick up your eyes. Dori brach saw benayich. And go and take your child and nurse him. Tana Rabbanan.
Why can't they just check if he's not willing to nurse one from somebody else?
Because it could be that it was that woman. You can't, right? Maybe she'll find a woman that she will nurse from. But once we know that he recognized the mother, then we're choshed that he won't nurse from anybody else. Right? Otherwise, just not nursing from this woman is no raya that she won't nurse from some other woman. You can't take him to every woman in the world. So the bedika is not where he won't nurse. The bedika is, does he recognize the mother or not? Tana Rabbanan. Yonek tinek v'holich ad esem v'arboach chodesh. And you can nurse a child 24 months, 2 years. Mikan ve'elach yonek shekets, divir v'lesen. Right? After that, it's the child is like, it's like you're giving him something osser to eat. You can't nurse after 24 months. A child nursed after 20 months is the milk is like it's also to him. Rabbi Shomer, afilo arba v'chamesh shanim. A child can continue nursing to 4 or 5 years. It's not also. Pirish, but if he stopped nursing, la'ach resim v'arba chodesh, if he stopped nursing, and there's already 24 months that have gone by, the chazar, and then he goes back to nursing, that's also. Ki yonik sheket. Then it's like stam a person nursing from a woman, that cholov is like it's osir. So it's like it's not really osir, but it's kiyonik. Omer mar mikan ve'ela kiyonik sheket, right? Drinking milk from a human being is osir, right? V'raminu yochol yehi cholov mahal chishtayim tomei. I might think tomei over here means osir. I might think that the milk of people who walk on 2 feet, that's a way of describing a human being, right? A biped is osur bedinhu, and there's a svara to say it should be osur. Uma behema shehikalta b'magoa hechmarta b'chelba, a behema tmeya, right? That you can touch. No living thing is tame except human beings, right? So a living animal can't become tame, can't give out too much. So, but hechmarta b'chelba, but the cholav of a behemah tmeya is osur. Adam shechmarta b'mago, a human being that can become tame and be matame, like a nida, zov, whatever. Eno din shetachmir b'chelba. Surely these milk should be osur. Talmud lomar es hagomo ki mala geira hu tame vein cholav malchishtayim tame. This pasuk comes to tell me that only a gomel and its milk are osur, but something else is not osur, the milk of a human being. Elatar, it's mutter. Yochol otzias acholav shenu shova bakol v'l otzias adam. And I think that only applies to milk of a human being. That's what's it called, that's kosher. But dam of a human being, I might think it's like dam of any behemoth, and yochayiv, Kores and Dama Nefesh and Olav, right? The low Otsias Adam Shushava Bakol, right? Cholav is only osur by animals that are treif, but Dam is osur even by kosher animals. So I might think that Dam is not excluded, and the Dam of a human being is osur. Talmud Lomar Hu Tomei Vein Dam Mahal Chishtayim Tomei, right? Elator. The Omer of Sheishes, Afilu Mitzvah Prisha Einbo. Right? There's no Issa Durabonin. It's Mutter Midurabonin to drink milk of a human being. Mer says, Lokash. How the porish? How the low porish? It depends if the milk is, if you're drinking the milk directly from the woman, that only a baby can do. And otherwise, it's like drinking something osir. But if the milk is in a glass, the woman expressed the milk into a glass, there it's not osur at all, not even midrabanan. The chilufa bedam, the opposite is by dam. Dam, if it wasn't parish, in other words, you're sucking out blood from your gums, is okay. But if it became, if it went onto a bread, or it even went into your mouth, not that you're sucking it from your gums, then you can't swallow it. The chilufa bedam, kiritanya, dam shall gabi kikra goro va'ochlo, Ve'eino choshesh. Right, if blood fell onto a piece of bread, you have to take it off. You can't eat it. Human blood. But if it's in your gums and you're sucking it out, that's okay. Okay, see Rashi. Cholav mahal chishtayim, cholav shal isha hamaleches b'shtei raglayim, tamei osr, shekalta b'magoa, she'ena matami mechayim, hechmarta b'chelba, kedamrim b'bchoros, gomol, gomol, shnei pamim, chad leser chelba, that the milk of a behema tamei is osr. Odem shechmarta b'magoa, nida, she'eno shava b'kol, shari b'torah, tor, milk of a kosher animal is kosher, but dam of a kosher animal is osr. Hutame michad kronafkele. It's one pasuk that you learn both cholav and dam. Loshen acher ze tame. It's another pasuk. Once it says ze and once it says who. One's the mayit cholav and one's the mayit dam. Because the chsi bereishit dekra acher ze lo tochlu ze miutahu. The omer of sheishes garsinan afilo mitzus prisha midrabbanan ein bo midraisa shori v'rabbanan nomi lo gazrebe. Damrin and cholav malchishtayim torah mutter completely. It's not even awesome with the rabbanan. Hadik parish, hadik tani mutter kishapirish midah deha ishel kli. When is it mutter even with the rabbanan when it's in a kli? But v'hayonek min adad, but to nurse from a woman, that's aser except for a baby. Ki yonek shekets with the rabbanan. That's awesome with the rabbanan. The chilufa b'dam min the mafrish awesome with the rabbanan. By dam is just the opposite. Where it's parish, it's osur. Where it wasn't parish, when you're taking it directly from your mouth, you're sucking it out of your gums, that's mutter. The michlev b'dam behema, v'osur l'meimer dam behema achal. By dam, we're afraid that you're going to confuse it with the dam of a behema. But when it's in your mouth, and nobody can see, that's okay. Dam shagabi kikr, kugon shinoshcho, the nikr bodam, your gums are bleeding, you bit into the bread, and blood came onto the bread. You have to take that piece off, you can't eat it. Nobody can see it, and therefore the rabbanim weren't kosher. Okay, there's a shaila. This says the feirish, the dam of a human being, as long as it wasn't pirish, is mutter, and cholav of a human being, if it was pirish, is mutter. Okay, how about meat, flesh of a human being? So skin and bones and nails, that's not also even by a behem. But how about if you cut out a pound of flesh, right, from a living person, from a dead person, it's also because a mace is also bahana. But from a living person, right, is it mutter to eat or not? Can you be a cannibal? Right? So there are about four or five different shitas in the Rishonim. Some say that since dam and cholov is mutter, dam is mutter, surely flesh is mutter. Because flesh is mutter by a behema, even where the dam is osur. So if the dam is mutter, surely the flesh is mutter. And they hold there's no isur bichlal to eat human flesh. Well, oh, so one second. It could be it's not aver minachai because it's not an aver. And there's no isur of aver minachai only by behemoths, not by human beings. So that's one shita. That's 100% mutter. There's no isur at all. What? Yeah, what's that one? Then there's a second shita. Second shita is that it's osur mit rabbanan. It's mutter min haTorah, osur mit rabbanan. Third shita, it's osur with an essay, as ze tochlu, Torah says, but not anything else, meaning even human beings. The ones who hold it's mutter hold that as ze tochlu, so by animals, human beings, not an animal. So he's not excluded these animals, but not this animal. Human beings, not an animal. So he's not excluded from the essay either. But the ones who hold an essay, a human being is an animal plus. So these animals, yes, and this animal, not. And that includes all other animals that are not kosher animals. And a human being is also not a kosher animal. So it's an iser essay to eat human flesh. And there's a shita sara'ah, there's a lav. Shaila, what lav? Some say it's aver minachai. That's lav, or really basar minachai. Right? That's the lav. And some say that it is what's it called, the lav of tumah, that the Torah asers animals with only one simen, so it's a kal v'chomer to animals with no simen, and human beings don't have either simen, so they're animals that are asur. So there's like four or five shitas from mutter completely to asher midrabanan to asher beesay to asher belav. What?
It's only by yid.
No. Any.
If you have a goy, it's no tumor by him.
No, no, we mean tumor. No, it's tumor. We're talking about iser treif, right? Not kosher.
You didn't have it from his body.
I mean, a mace, that's a goyish mace. It's not also b'hano. Mistama not. It's not so kosher. But mistama not. A goyish mace, not also b'hano. And for lechora, to eat a dead goy, the some shitas would all be mutter. Not a toeva. Toeva is only the thing that the Torah asked. Tira Torah Nasr. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, it could be about the shaktu. Could be. But it could be that if you don't know where it's coming from, it's not about the shaktu. Right? If just some brings you some meat, you don't know where it's from. Okay. Go on a little bit. Omar Mar, Rabbi Yeshua Omar Afilu Arba V'Chomei Shonim. Even a child 4 or 5 years, if he didn't stop nursing, can continue nursing. V'Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omar Afilu Chavilosok Seifa, even if he's carrying a package on his shoulder. The Gemara says, Idividi Chatshura. 4 or 5 years is the time when a kid can carry a package on his shoulder. And 4 or 5 years means a healthy child 4 years, and a not healthy child even 5 years can nurse. Who Omar, Omar of Yosef, halachic Rabbi Yeshua, halachic Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no issue for a child to continue nursing even after two years, as long as he hasn't stopped. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how long he has to stop before he can go back. That's not today, that's tomorrow. Tanya, Rabbi Marinus Omer, goneach yonek chola b'shabbos. A person who is, he has heart trouble. So one of the refuahs is to drink milk directly from a goat. And he can do it on Shabbos, even though milking is mefarik, but doing it directly from the goat is kalachar yad. Usually you milk a goat, you don't suckle from the goat. So it's mefarik kalachar yad. My time, a yonik mefarik kalachar yadu. The makom tsar l'gozer rabbanim. With tsar, they weren't gozer shalok ederich. Omer of Yosef, halachik Rav Marinus. Tanya, nochum ishgalya omer. If you have a pipe and it got stuffed up with leaves or whatever, not connected to the ground, but the pipe now is not usable, so if you take out the leaves or whatever, you're misakin mona, it's tikkun mona, you're fixing it up. So you're allowed to stick your foot into the pipe and crush them down so the water can go through the pipe on Shabbos. They know choshish. My time, a misakin kalachar yad, because again you're doing it kalachar yad, and makom psay the logozu rabbanan. Over here, if the pipe backs up, it's going to get the whole house flooded. So therefore, makom psay that they weren't gozer kalachar yad. Omer of Yosef halacha kenochem ishgalya. The halacha is like nochem ishgalya. Rashi, goneach hamiyal mikev libo. Guy has heart pains, so the refuah is to take hot milk directly from a goat. Yonek v'cholav mishum refuah. Refuah so chelav cholav eiz. Nefarik hanotek dovrim makom shigadol bo v'lo min ha-mechubar elo min ha-tolosh. But told of the doshu, it's a told of dosh. Shemefarik tvua mikashya. Kelachar yad she'en derech b'nei odem linok elo lachlo b'yad. The derech is to milk the animal, not to drink from the animal. They were matir kolachar yad. It's only the rabbanan. Sinur hamekleich mayim in agad. You have a pipe, a drain pipe. If it gets stuffed up, it's going to go into the house. Kaskasim kashim vasovim shesosim ma'akvin es kilucho umeim of yotzim mispashim legad. The dolphin labayis, and then they drip into the house. Kolachar yad. Ayu they shinui baraglo. Do it with your foot. Mishum dam Rav Yosef halacha bekulo noket lahacha. Since Rav Yosef said the halacha is like all of these, that's why it brings them all down together.
Okay.
No, because the problem over here, I mean, because of tikkun mana, it's tikkun of a, no, because it's not bottled to the leaves or whatever, not, it's not like salsa or bean. It's only out tikkun of the thing, that since it's tikkun shalok derech. And also, the, even though it says you do it in a way that doesn't look, people don't see, right? Ayat marasayin, right? So, marasayin is only osur b'chedri chadorim, where if the thing you would be doing would be osur min ha-Torah. But the thing you'd be doing anyway is only osur min the Rabbanan, then it's mutter b'tzina, just not mutter b'farhes.
The marshal in the Torah, gambochor, gambesila, yonekim, ish seva.
That what?
That should be mutter.
That milk should be mutter?
Yeah, it'll be mutter to be on it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's no, that, that was person. No shaila. There was no shaila that a baby can do it.
No,
be
no, no, older person. For
gambesila,
the person already.
What's it talking about? It's not talking about an older person nursing.
No, but it's a muscle, isn't it?
That what?
Well, whatever the Torah is talking about, it's not absolutely.
No, it's talking about even children and older people. Children are called the yonik. Other from there is mashma that an older person can be yonik.
No, that's not a sign.
Oh.
Why isn't that a proof?
No, it's just not, because a yonik is just a euphemism for a little kid, because he's the one who usually nurses. Older
yeah,
people
but
don't necessarily
ish seva.
What?
You're making ish seva.
Right, because an older people usually don't nurse.
Right.
Not because they're not allowed to, just don't do it. There's no right in there, it's awesome.
No, right is mutter.
Why?
I mean, why would the Torah use such a language if it's awesome?
No, because it's yonek?
Yeah, ish seva. Oh, isn't
right. Yonek is a little kid.
Oh,
so
it's
a baby.
It's a noun?
What?
It's a noun?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
a
verb.
Yonek means a little kid and an older person.